this woman on TikTok, and I'd love to hear from guys who are willing to admit this at 502-571-9970. I don't think that was my case.
You're disagreeing?
But married woman, do you agree with this too? Now, this woman on TikTok, she has a theory on why men choose the women they want to marry.
I came across this photographer. She's obviously been at a lot of weddings, and she observed that the men were marrying the woman in front of them at the time that they were ready to get married.
All right, so digest that real quick.
They decide in their life, it's time for me to be married. Whoever I'm dating at the time, you win.
You're
the real right person for me or not.
Exactly. That's her theory.
Implying that that wasn't necessarily that man's soulmate or that man's love of his life. It was just the girl he was dating at the time he was ready to get married and settle down. When a man decides that he is financially and emotionally ready for marriage and mm-hmm. ready to settle down and ready to start a family, mm-hmm. he takes a way different approach to dating.
Okay.
That part in his brain of like, oh, there's another girl out there, shuts off. Because now his focus is on marriage. It's not in finding the next best thing.
So there could be some truth to that.
Sure. I think a lot of times that when you find the right person, it makes you ready for that next step, right? I don't think that a lot of guys sit there and say, you know what? I feel like it's time to get married right now. All right, you'll do.
Well, I think it's a little easier than just that. I think it's, you know, he's dating someone he likes, and now then all of a sudden he's in a spot in his life where he's like, all right.
People typically get married around this time if they're in my situation.
Right, exactly. Or he sees his friends getting married, and he's like, well, maybe that's what I should do. And maybe that's why 50% of marriages end in divorce. Who knows? But I think that maybe there is a little bit of truth to that where...
I was going to say, is she basing this on, she said, you know, the photographer who's seen a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
Is she like looking back then, okay, of all these weddings that I was at and photographed,
yes.
how many of these ended up in divorce?
Well, I think,
and
yes.
she's analyzing that.
This is what the photographer is observing. Like, okay, I have, we have a bunch of text messages. I plead the fifth. Not surprising. No man is going to admit, unless it ended in divorce, where he can kind of go back and go, yeah, I kind of did that with my first wife, you know.
Well, my biggest fear with, you know, before marriage was that I wasn't going to find someone that had the attitude towards marriage that my parents had.
Mm-hmm.
They approached it like a decision that we're both making that we're not going back on. So no matter how it goes down the road, we're going to fix it because we're committed to staying in the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was afraid that so many people now have the mindset, well, when they enter into marriage, it's like, yes, we hope this is going to work out.
But if it doesn't.
The attitude that if it doesn't, we'll get divorced.
Right.
And I don't think anybody walks down the aisle thinking about hoping I'll get divorced, you know, but everyone thinks that they've got there forever. But I think it's the attitude towards the institution of marriage, like whether you believe that this is a decision you're not going back on, you're making a pact with this person.
I remember talking about this on the show several months, maybe a year ago or something, like knowing that it was not going to work out as you're getting married.
I had a friend that admitted that.
Right.
She knew walking down the aisle that was not the right person for her, but she was ready to get married.
Yeah.
And that was the guy at the time, and they lasted 7 years.
Mm. I got a text from Kim who said, I think that's true for some, but not all men.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny how women are having to chime in for the men because no guy's going to be like, yep, that's me. Some men are more like women when it comes to love and marriage, and they really want to find the right person they want to spend their life with.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, you know, more often than not, it's harder for men to be alone and to deal with divorce.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like it. They like to be with a person.
Andrew, the love doctor, texted in just saying she's partially right and wrong. Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with that where, yes, I think there is some truth to the whole theory that men marry the women in front of them at the time they're ready to get married.
Yes. Well, and I think there is something to be said about, especially like, you know, younger guys, mm-hmm. I don't think that they're necessarily marriage minded until they find the right girl. And then that starts to put that idea in their head.
Yeah.
I think women like start off dating a little bit more marriage minded. Like they're trying to find the person they could see themselves marrying.
Right, right.
You know, I think it guys grows on get guys. There yeah. a little later.
Yeah, maybe.
They don't true. Necessarily approach dating with that, you know, focused in mindset.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, we'll tweet out the TikTok so you can kind of see the comments and read the comments on her TikTok and get more into her theory and things. But yeah. Not surprising, didn't hear from any guys willing to admit that, oh, yeah, the girl I was dating at the time I got married, that's, you know, love the one
especially
you're with.
Especially if they're married to that person right now.
Still, right now, right.